We hope that you'll make the choice to tune in again on our next show every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Stay informed. Be well. We'll talk again next week.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaron, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaron. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors you can also help your physical body through: a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of interesting healing modalities. And once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves. They have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger, and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open, communicative level. Lastly, I see people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they have learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. And I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and my listeners to learn how to connect with their emotions, whether it is positive or negative, and learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. I learned this about myself and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and I want to encourage the same in others. This can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. And once we understand the positive and negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. And I would like to encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue to call in and ask questions. The number is 1-866-472-5792. You can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I would be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. So today, my introduction for my guest is to read a daily message that I received from dailyom.com. And I get these messages every morning in my inbox, and I cannot believe how, I'd say 90% of the time, what I wrote in my journal that morning or the night before is what comes through on the message in these little newsletters. So, of course, I got a beautiful one today, and I thought it was perfect for my show. So I'm actually going to read what it said so I can share this with all of you. It says, "Going on retreat can be a powerful way to process what is happening in your life. Giving ourselves time to reflect and heal can be a powerful way to process the things that are happening in our lives, and one of the best approaches to do this is by going on a retreat. Going on a retreat means that we have set the intention to heal and to learn more about our spirit. And doing this is a decision that we make for ourselves. And since everyone sees and experiences the world differently, it is important to choose a type of retreat that works best for us. Even though a friend or loved one may recommend something, we have to trust our intuition and select a path that really connects with what our soul needs most at the time. The most essential thing is to be willing to respect our unique stage of development and to be patient with ourselves, since any thoughts or issues that arise are simply part of the process of healing. Just remembering that a retreat is an intense period of time where serious soul searching takes place can help us allow whatever may happen to us fully unfold. Going on retreat may sound like a vacation, but most retreat experiences ask you to look deep inside of yourself, and sometimes this can be uncomfortable or stir the pot of our soul. Putting our trust in the retreat process will make space for the necessary work we have to do, making it easier for our hearts and minds to explore wholly the innermost reaches of our soul. And by paying attention to these messages, we pave the way for greater healing and transformation, since spending time in contemplation at a retreat will give us the gift of insight and understanding that we can use in all aspects of our daily lives. So, my guest Cheryl O'Dwyer seems to feel that she has been taking some soul lessons, and those were her specific words, from me in the past 2 weeks, as she has been an avid, hungry participant in my signature program, The Elixir of Life. It is a 28-day personal transformation program where my clients are connected with me on a personal journey where we all work together as a group to create space, use our voice, and most important, just listen to each other. So Cheryl, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, hectic life to be here for all of us today. Welcome.
Thank you, Tamara. And, you know, it is absolutely my pleasure because I can't believe that you actually got that in an email, because that is exactly what I am going to be doing next week.
And oh, really?
I am so excited because it has to do with mental illness. And as you know, I suffer from anxiety and depression, and it runs in my family. And this particular retreat is in Massachusetts, and it's called the Mary Ellen Copeland Center, and they help you to devise a wrap program that is specific for you and is conducted by you, obviously. And what that means is the Wellness Recovery Action Plan. And the whole retreat is around this WRAP program. And
wow.
I'm really excited about it because once I develop my own WRAP, then I'm able to help others do the same. And so I'm very excited, and I can't believe that that was in your email about retreat.
Well, I knew you were going away next week, but I didn't know you were going on a retreat.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's just so bizarre. So I just love, there's no accidents in life. I certainly believe that. Not at all. So that's absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited for you to go on that, because I've done a lot of stuff myself too. And you know what? I just love it. I learn something about myself every time I go to an event, or I go to a training or a retreat or something. And that's what it's about. It's really about our own journey.
Exactly. So, I really think you should have called this Soul Works, and because it really is about self exploration and discovery that along this journey in the last 2 weeks is unbelievable. Seriously.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into the details of what we've been doing in the next little bit after the first break, but we still have a little bit to do. So before we get into all of that, can you just give our listeners just a brief background of who you are? You talked about you suffer from anxiety and mental illness. Can you just sort of give everybody just a general picture of what your life was like sort of, you know, before you started the program?
Yeah.
All lived hectic lives.
Well, it's no surprise a lot of people with mental illness, they self-medicate, and I was certainly one of those. I self-medicated with smoking cigarettes and alcohol, and those were my drugs of choice. And just through a series of events that happened in my life that were no accident, I decided to just be my authentic self, because I knew that that was where I was going to get my self-esteem. And so I had real self-esteem issues, and it was a really hard road. I got into meditation and yoga and things like that that really helped ground me and sort of expel my anxiety in different ways. And so did hiking and things. Books were another way that I was able to sort of understand it and go through it and honor it, you know, what it was, and first realize that I actually had anxiety. I didn't even know that I had anxiety until I actually took a course and realized that, you know, that what I was experiencing was anxiety. And then I could, of course, see it in the lineage of my own family. My father was an alcoholic, and he suffered from anxiety. And it was no wonder that I, too, and others in my family suffered from the same thing. So reconnecting with myself and just wanting the desire to be my authentic self. That was my main goal. And however I got there just sort of happened.
Right. So just for people listening, I know when, you know, we get into the holistic world, you know, that's a big buzzword, the authentic self and whatever. But, you know, maybe I can just clarify this a little bit and see if you agree that when we talk about, you know, connecting to our authentic self, what I think we really mean is to just realize who we really are and to accept ourselves for who we are.
Exactly.
It's about that acceptance of just saying, like, this is who I am, this is what I feel, and that's the end of the sentence. There's no excuse for it. There's no blame. It's just, this is me.
Yes, and accepting myself.
Right. And so when we are not medicating ourselves, like your choice was alcohol and cigarettes, mine has been also food in my past, when you can take away all these chemicals and addictions, you can actually feel your emotions.
Absolutely.
And that makes us authentic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good. So we agree on that. So it, just to make it clear for the listeners, because I know for some people they were like, well, what does authentic self mean? So as long as we sort of have the groundwork, they can understand what we're talking about here.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you one more quick question, and then we're going to move on to something else after the break. So when I approached you, you said you've already been using hiking and books and yoga to ground yourself with anxiety. So you've been using different methods.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait, because this feels like it's going to be a really big question. So I just want to leave it like that before the break. So we're just going to remind everybody that you've already been using all these other methods, right, to help you with your anxiety. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
before correct. Before you did that. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Cheryl hold on to her thoughts, because she's got a lot of great things to share with us. And we're going to take a short break now. And I'm just going to remind everybody that this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How do you find the key to optimal health? Tune in to Your Health, Your Choice with Timothy Maynard. We'll dissect the myths of heart disease and reveal the habits of health that can make you heart attack proof. We'll hear from leading authors, researchers, and physicians to uncover the science behind the recommendations. It's the only talk radio show that will make you healthier this year just by listening. It's Your Health, Your Choice. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and my guest today is Cheryl, and she is a participant in my program, which is a 28-day personal journey with me. And I just want to share a little quote before we ask Cheryl some more questions. But this quote is from a book of Modern Mantras, and it says, "Finding answers is not the answer. Life is a process, a journey of discovery, and it is the process itself that gives life meaning." So I'm going to start with that. And Cheryl, we talked a little bit about, your life before the break and how you suffered from anxiety and you felt like it ran in your family and your understanding that this is what you had, and you were using things such as meditation and yoga and books and connecting to nature to keep yourself grounded. But then along comes me, and I enter into your life, and I approached you about participating in the first launch of my Elixir of Life program, and it's this 28-day program. So can you share with the listeners, what was your immediate thought when I approached you? Because I really didn't know much about you.
Really, I thought, you know what, why not? I'll try anything. And so I was quite open to it. By now I'd already been, journaling somewhat, meditating, frequently, those kinds of things. But what happened for me mainly when, taking the elixir, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. And I, because I do suffer from anxiety and depression, when I took the elixir, I was able to let go. And you described it as now sort of it was more grounding for me. And prior to that, I was using my techniques, my little toolbox, of breathing and all those things. But when I actually took the elixir, it was grounding enough for me that I was letting go. And it's kind of a hard thing to describe. I can only say that it helped me to just let go.
Okay, and that's good. So what we're going to focus on right now is we're going to explain what this elixir is, and then I'll go into the program itself so people can understand this, because the whole purpose today is to get people to listen to what this is all about. So maybe people would be willing to join us, because I'd love to get people from all around the world. I set this up so that you don't necessarily have to be physically beside me. So what Cheryl's actually talking about is what I call a earth medicine remedy, and it's a remedy that I created myself. And basically what it is it's water, and it's been energetically infused, and it's been very specifically infused so that it grounds people. That's what it does. Because I find in our crazy life that we all live in, a lot of us have anxiety, including myself. Like, these are things that I've had to learn how to use, and this is what I do in my program, is I share tips and techniques for people so that we can still continue the busy life, and yet the chaos all around us, you know, doesn't seem so bad. It's like we can hear ourselves, you know, hear our thoughts, and we can sort of focus on our intuition and not let things get in our way, because we try to do so many things. So basically what this elixir is my remedy called Earth Medicine, and it's water. And we can get into details if people call in or they email, but basically it's drops, and you put the drops in a glass of water, and that you drink that water at least 4 times a day. And what you're finding was right away was that you were grounded and you're saying you could let go. And it's true. When I explained this on a different show, I was trying to explain to someone, when we live in stress and anxiety, what actually happens to the emotional body is it almost leaves our body. So if you could imagine like a double shadow image of our physical body, and when we go through stress and trauma and things throughout our lives, if we don't know how to stay grounded, what happens is this emotional body actually, if you could imagine, it starts to move away. So it's almost like if you could imagine it sitting up on top of the body somewhere. But we're still connected. If you were thinking there might be like little strings or ropes attaching it, we're still attached on some level, but not complete. So that's why we don't feel whole. So when you're using things that ground you, what happens is we can hear our emotions, we can or hear our thoughts clearer, we can feel those emotions, and we feel whole again. And the truth is, that is what grounding means. So when you took this, this is exactly the result that we wanted, because in order for you to process the questions that are in this booklet and the things that we're going to talk about for the 28 days is that you can actually hear your own thoughts without having any fear.
Exactly.
So that's, yeah, so that's the beauty. So would you say that's correct, that it's actually doing what I intended it to do?
Yes, absolutely. It actually evoked feelings, and then of course the journaling allowed the reflection. And
right.
I felt like I was having epiphany after epiphany, and with each epiphany I felt like I was just letting go, and I described it to you as I feel like I'm now on the other side.
Yeah.
Only for a lack of being able to describe what is going on. I feel like instead of being on the inside, I feel like I'm on the outside, and I see my life's purpose. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the energy is flowing. I'm honoring my body, and I just feel like I'm attracting, people and situations in my life right now. It's been incredible.
Yay. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what this program consists of. So basically, it's a 28-day program where once every 7 days, so that means 4 times in those 28 days, we get together as a group on the phone and we talk for an hour to an hour and a half. Now, the things we talk about are things that are in the booklet that I send to you. So when you sign up for the program, I gave you a little booklet, and it goes day one, day two, all the way up to day 28. So on day one, everybody opens day one together. We always start on a specific day, and we end on a certain day. So on day one, you get a positive affirmation, you get a nutritional tip, you get some recipes, and you get a question, and it's a question about you. And you have a journal that I've provided for you that's very specific questions. It has an area for you to answer some other things that may be part of the booklet. And then what you also get is the Earth Medicine remedy, but you get it as the kit. And so with this remedy, or the elixir that Cheryl's been referring to, is another little set of cards. And those cards are very specific to things in everyone's family. And basically what I'm trying to do is to get people to look at some of the issues of their family life so that we can let go of some of the things that have been holding us back for a long time, and to really move forward with our life and to keep the vibration high. So that is the basis of it. So again, I'm going to repeat, you get the 4 weekly group calls, but you get the booklet, you get a journal, and you get the Earth Medicine Remedy Kit. And those items that you're getting are actually part of the bonus program. Right. People love to be connected with me. They always want to hang out with me. So I thought, this is the best way that I can help people. And these are the tips and tools that I've been using in my life, because I've actually gone through a number of challenges in my life. And a lot of people have approached me and said, how do you do it? And to be honest, I didn't know how I was doing it. These were just things I learned and tools in my toolbox that I've been doing. And In my own learning curve, I assumed everybody was doing these things. I thought everybody was reading the same books and watching the same shows and going to the same events. But what I realized was that, no, people do different things. So people start approaching me. So I thought, you know what, it's time to pass down this knowledge. And Cheryl has been having some amazing things happen in her life, and every day she's either calling me or she's texting me or she's just like thrilled with her life. And I thought, Cheryl, you need to be a guest on my show and explain some of this. So what I'm going to do is I want to ask you one more question, Cheryl, before we take a break. And then after, we're going to get into a little bit more detail about some of the the fun things that have been happening, because it is such a cool program. But what's been standing out for you the most? Like, where are you getting the most effective results, do you think, with this program?
I would say energy flow. Like, I feel like I'm able to, because I'm not, I don't have anxiety, I feel like I'm moving more with purpose. So
right.
I'm really conscious about little things, like, silly things like brushing my teeth and not rushing, you know, like, I always was like thinking ahead, you know, way ahead, and, but now I'm really conscious about, being purposeful and, little things. And these are the things that are really calming and, you know, taking in, things like playing with my dog. And, you know, I love to watch my birds. I know my kids make fun of me. But,
yeah, me too.
You know, these things that really brought me pleasure before, I'm really taking them in. And that's probably the biggest shift for me.
Oh, that's beautiful to hear that. And thank you. Just knowing that you're appreciating life on a different level is huge for me.
And me too.
Yeah. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, it is about just taking those moments and just feeling and observing and knowing that you're a part of this beautiful planet and all these wonderful things that we have, like just having children and having pets and things we can watch and living where we do live. It just makes me feel beautiful to know that that's a part of my life and it's
Absolutely.
In my life every day.
Me too.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm so glad. So, Cheryl, what we're going to do is go on another quick break, and we're going to share some other cool things with our listeners. So I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and today my guest is Cheryl, and she's been a very lucky lady who's been taking my signature program, which launched about 2 weeks ago. It's a 28-day program, personal transformation, called The Elixir of Life. And Cheryl, I want to share this quote with you, and I know you're really going to appreciate it because I got it from the book of Modern Mantras again. But you were talking earlier about how before you started this program, you suffered from stress and anxiety, and now this is helping you get grounded. So you're definitely going to relate to this quote where it says, "Stress is where you wake up screaming and realize you haven't even fallen asleep yet."
Yeah.
Exactly. Eh? So yeah. It's like, yeah, it's scary. You know, and sometimes it can scare us. You know, I know for me, there were times in my life where I was so stressed, I didn't know which end was up, and I really didn't know what to do or, you know, where I could go or to find someone who could relate to me. And, you know, now here I am helping other people who are living that life. And it feels so good to hear some of the things you've shared with us already. So what I want to do is go back a little bit about the program itself, and I just want to ask you, it's, you know, interesting how, I don't know if any of the listeners have been watching Oprah lately, but today is Thursday, and on Monday she had one of her life classes, and the whole class was all about learning about gratitude. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't believe it because that is a big part of my program. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we do every day for the 28 days. And I have in the journal itself, which is the separate book, which is the journal, and I ask you to write down every day 5 things that you're grateful for and why. So can you share with some of our listeners how that has affected you just by doing that every day?
Yeah, I found that focusing on the positive is really enlightening, and you know, physiologically just helps you be lighter. And you know, you're so appreciative of it's just a nice place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but I used to be an energy worker many, many years ago. And I used to come home and, you know, try and teach my kids and some of my friends some of the things I was learning. Words have vibration behind them. And to be honest, of all the words on the planet, the word gratitude is actually the highest vibrational thing out there.
Hmm.
So it's almost like if we're thinking every day things to be grateful for, and I know sometimes it's hard for people, and I know at times it was hard for me when I'm trying to stay positive when I feel like, you know, everything's upside down. Like, you know, for me, I was going through a marriage breakup. I was suffering from depression. I felt alone. I felt like nobody understood me. I wanted answers. I was trying to go to different places. I didn't want to be on medication. I wanted to do things holistically. And I was really, really struggling, and I was down and out. And so for me to find something that I was grateful for some of those days, it was really difficult. But I found that even if it was the same thing every day, mm-hmm. that if I did it, it honestly helped me pull through, mm-hmm. you know, and it can be simple things. It can be things like, you know, just being grateful for having your kids in your life or having your dog there next to you, because your dog always understands you, you know, even if nobody else around you can seem to understand you. But, you know, I even would share with people, like, what about, like I said to someone, what about the people you don't know? Like, for example, if you get up in the morning and, say you take your kids to hockey at like 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got some young kids and you've got to be out at the rink 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, what about being grateful for the person who actually gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning and actually glows and cleans the rink off so that your kids can play hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it's those other things that we don't see, and there's those other parts of our lives where we may not even meet those people who actually are making our life easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And gratitude, if you're looking at things that you're grateful for, then you're more apt to be happier.
Yes.
In your emotion.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like eating good food. Like, when you eat good quality food every day, you feel different.
Yeah, you do.
You know? And that's one part of the program, and that's why I include nutritional tips and recipes, because I find that when people feel better about themselves, they're going to want to change their life, and they're going to want to make better, healthier choices. And then the people always bug me, well, can you share recipes? I mean, oh, geez, even you did that one day.
Yeah.
I remember you said, I want to make some cookies. Do you have any cookie recipes? And I'm like, well, of course I do. But, you know, look, you know, that's why I include them in the program. It's like, and they're just simple recipes for people. You know, I'm not a fancy person anyways. I don't like things that take me 5 hours to cook and then it's going to take 5 minutes for people to eat it. I'm like, I can't go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's things like that. But it's true. It is part of the process. And it's not about being perfect. It's just about, you know, deciding that, you know, you feel good about yourself, or you've just exercised and done something really powerful for your body and you don't want to ruin it.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did you find that was happening to you?
Absolutely. Yes, that's what was happening to me. Yeah, very slowly prior to your program, but your program helped to really focus in on it. And that's, you know, kind of bring it all together. Little things that I kind of knew already, but it was kind of like reaffirming, you know, other things. So I really liked that aspect of the program.
Oh, cool. So would you say, or would you agree that I kicked your butt into gear?
Yeah, because, you know, it's in your face, right? And
yeah.
I like that. I like the way it's framed and structured. And because that's kind of how I operate, so it suited me perfectly.
Oh, that's so good. So that's good to hear. Do you think anybody else would benefit from this program?
Anyone who suffers from anxiety and depression.
Is that everybody we know?
Yeah, my family anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got a crazy family too. You know, there's a good old saying, my family is from Mars. Never mind the guys and the women. It's like, no, my family is from
exactly.
Mars. Yeah.
But you know, that's okay.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. It's about knowing that it is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And that actually, Tamara, now that you mention it, we had this discussion. And my other aha in this whole program was to have fun. And that message was coming to me in various ways, but in particular when I was going through this. And you really are the epitome of fun. And, you know, you reminded me of my sister in the most healthiest way. And it was very charming. I really have enjoyed doing this program with you.
Yeah. So are you seeing your sister in a different light maybe even as well?
I am, because if it's choices, comes right down to choices, you know, if we just make a commitment to ourselves to make some choices that are beneficial to ourselves, and I could have been my sister very easily.
Yeah. I hear you. And you know, it's so true, and I've said this to a lot of people, and then usually by time someone takes the elixir, or what I was calling the earth medicine remedy, I can usually tell how long it's going to take for someone for it to really kick in for them. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when we start taking it, I feel that people start to see their life with a different picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
most definitely.
You know, yeah, it's like you've turned another page in the chapter of the book of your life, mm-hmm. and you start to see something. And I do find that when we are working through some of the questions, and some of those questions are about forgiving people.
Right.
You know, and when we can learn to let go, which is really what forgiveness is all about, mm-hmm. the truth is the person who becomes free is us.
Is us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful feeling to have that, because, you know, that's why for you, a lot of, you know, things are happening in your life is because you're able to let go of all these things that have been holding you back.
Yeah.
And that's when the abundance comes in.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yeah. So it's very cool. And I love listening to it, because sometimes it's obvious to the other person around you what that block is.
Right.
And, you know, and it's just like, well, just change the picture in your mind. You know, when you hear the person saying, I can't because, and it's like, well, what is it going to be so that it is okay, or so that you can? It's the picture in your mind that creates your life.
Right.
So, for example, if I'm just going to throw this out there, it might have nothing to do with you. But just for example, someone recently said to me, you know, I can't because of my job. You know, I can't eat healthy because of my job, because, you know, I'm running around all the time and, you know, I have to go to restaurants and stuff. And I go, no, that's just the picture in your mind. You can't, because there are lots of things you could do so that it is possible for you, but you just have to tell yourself a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
absolutely.
Like you said, it's about the choices that we make. So once you change the picture, the choice becomes different, and then it becomes possible.
Right. It's a decision.
Yeah. It is a decision, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's all in our mind,
mm-hmm.
right? So, absolutely. So that is, you know, the journaling, it's the remedy, helping us to calm down so we can see it and to allow it to actually happen, because for everybody different in the group, it's a different process. And I know there's been a small group of us, and in your opinion, would you say that we're all getting the same results on the same speed or no?
I felt like I was moving really quickly.
Yeah.
And we talked about that perhaps because, you know, my awareness of energy and, you know, because I've taken Reiki and understand about energy and I wondered about that. So, but I don't know that. That was just a personal observation. So we haven't even discussed that. So,
yeah.
I didn't know how you felt about that.
Yeah. Well, from my point of view, because I'm the facilitator, I think the reason why you're getting the fastest results is because you're the hungriest one in the group. You are. You're the one who wants the answers. And you know
right.
what? I can totally relate, because I was just like you.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I want to know why this is happening, and I want to be able to let it go so that I can move forward with my life.
And to help others. Like, I want to, my goal is, you know, to help others who suffer from anxiety and depression.
That's it.
That's my goal. That's, you know, my
that's it.
and learning my testimony, not my story. And I think that's a big difference too, you know. Having a story is an addiction, but having a testimony helps others.
Absolutely. You got it, Cheryl. So what we're going to do is we're going to end on that, and we're going to take our last break today. And just to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and my guest today is Cheryl. She's been so graciously taking my 28-day personal transformation program, and she's been getting wonderful results, so she's been sharing some things with us today, and we've been talking in detail about what this is all about, because one of the reasons why I chose to be on this show is that I can help others, and I can help others no matter where they live in the world, because anybody can take this program. It is something we do weekly. We get into a group coaching call, and we listen to what each other has to say. We create a great space for everyone. We have a lot of fun doing it. You can be male, you can be female, you can be young, you can be older. I don't want to say old because I don't believe there is such a thing as old. So it's open to anyone who wants to join us. And the more fun, or the more people we have doing this, the more fun it is, because I just love listening to people and talking to them and listening to how their life has unfolded for them. So Cheryl, you've shared some great things with us, and you kind of touched on something before the last break, and I want to go back on that. And could you share with our listeners and myself, what are you realizing about your true purpose in this lifetime?
The reason why I went through everything that I did, with the history in my family and learning about anxiety and depression and physiologically and mentally and spiritually, is so that I can help others. And
right.
That I always knew that I wanted to, but I used to, say, why me? And, you know, and I was really stuck. And, I've worked really hard at this, and, I don't believe in accidents or, you know, coincidences anymore. And, your life, has a lot of purpose, and what better person to help another with anxiety and depression than someone who's been through it. So
absolutely.
I look at it much differently now.
Yeah, and I totally relate to you because I felt exactly the same. I shared that earlier in the show as well, that that was always a thought I woke up with for many years was, why me? Like, what the heck did I ever do to deserve this?
Exactly.
You know, because I felt like I was a genuinely good person and I was, you know, there for people and, you know, I was struggling and I just couldn't figure it out, you know. And one thing I notice, and I don't know if you notice this too, but when you're in this type of field and you're working with people, I notice a lot of people say that too. They say, well, I do what I do because I want to help others. And I go, well, do you know who it is that you were meant to help?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that person is for you?
Yeah, for me, I'm really drawn to the teenage because there's such turmoil and stress, and very often, you know, they are experiencing the same stress that their own parents are experiencing, and they need it the most because that's when you can capture them. If you can reach out to them and help them figure it out, then
right.
Then you know that you're you're saving an adult,
right?
You know?
Absolutely. So this is my take on it, because I used to think the same thing you did. The way you answered that question was exactly what I used to think. But you know what I realized one day? That the person I was meant to save was me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, we're here to pass down knowledge. But when we can save ourselves and when we find ourselves, the people show up at our door because they see what we've done and they see the changes that we've made in ourselves. And they go, my God, what did you do? How did you do it?
Right.
Living and that's a big
example.
Shift. Yeah, live by example. And it takes away the pressure of trying to find the people that you think you're meant to serve, because those people are right in front. They will come to you. They will show up. When you figure out a way, however you're going to do it, whether it's going to be in a business or you're going to work for somebody and work in a specific department, that one person you meant to save, I believe, is you.
Right.
And it's interesting. Yeah. And it's interesting because I believe the people that you're wanting to save, you say it's in your teenage years, and this is just what I hear, but it is a part of your teenage years where you got lost.
Yeah.
And that's why you're so drawn to it.
Right.
And hallelujah for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're ready to pass down some knowledge, girl.
Yay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I totally agree. I love working with teens, too. I just love being around teens because, you know, they're just, they can be so open as well.
Mm.
So it's an interesting time. So Cheryl, what I want to do is I want to read something that is a part of my program. I do have two little prayers, and they're very special to me in the program. And it's the one that I close with when everybody finishes. And it's something that I found on a woven material, and it's an old prayer, and I'm very, very drawn to Native Indians and their work. So, you know, it is the Lord's Prayer, and it's written in Mi'kmaq, and what I want to do is share. So it says, Our Father, who sittest in heaven, probably if we honor thy name to go to heaven, probably thou willest grant us that we will see thee there and that we be blessed. And as they who are there in heaven obey thee, so too we who are on earth probably obey thee. That kind of food thou hast fed us in the past, give us the same kind from above, now again today. And as we forgive those who made us angry, thou too, God, forgive us sinners in the same way. Strengthen us, do not get us ever angry and involved in evil things. Take us away from sickness and evil things. Amen. Now, to me, that prayer means forgive and eat well.
Mm.
And that really is the basis of my program, is to teach people how to do exactly that. Would you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In a fun way.
In a fun way.
We can get up and dance like Indians if we want.
You're darn right.
Yes. So Cheryl, just real quick before we end the show today, do you think I should change anything? Do you think I should add anything? Should I delete anything? In your opinion, what would you like in the program? You've got a minute to tell me.
Actually,
what do you think?
Tamron, to be quite honest with you, I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh, seriously?
I am serious. I mean, you know that I'm just having, you know, one revelation after another, and it's really made a difference, and I really like how it's framed, and I also learned, you know, to just sit with it and don't force anything. Just put it out there and just sit on it. And
yeah.
That's been another letting go. So,
awesome.
No, I would not change a thing.
Oh, good. Okay, one quick thing before we do have to close. Can you tell our listeners how much time every day you spent doing the work in my program? Realistically, was it, what, 10, 15 minutes?
It was a ritual. That's what I, you know, because like I said, I like structure. So I would get up in the morning and I'd pour my water and my elixir and I would do my journal and answer my questions and do my day question and read my little recipe and read my card for the day and answer my questions. And really, it probably took 15 minutes.
Awesome. Okay, wonderful, Cheryl. I want to thank you so much for taking time out to share your knowledge. And with our listeners today, it was such an honor. Now, I want to ask the listeners, did you learn anything by listening today? And are you understanding your entire body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? And did we empower you? And would you like to learn more? And if so, please remember to connect with me, Tamron, by email. Tamron@figureitoutlive.com, and let me know what you need. I am here for your well-being, and together we can figure it out. And if you truly want to go deeper into your own body and have a more profound understanding, then please go to my website, figureitoutlive.com, and look at my 28-day personal transformation program called The Elixir of Life. Here, I will share many, many more tips and techniques on how to give you the life you are wanting. In this program, you will be connected with me for 28 days, and I will share what I know and to take you on an amazing journey of self-discovery and true health.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.